It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And once again, it's our pleasure to say good morning to our good buddy, Larry Gable.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. It's Saturday. You always get good on Saturday, Larry.
Yep. Well, I'm, if the listeners can't tell, I'm not in the studio. I don't know. Can they tell over the, is there a difference in how I sound, or
how
does that work?
Yeah, you sound female. I'm kidding. No, you...
Okay. All right. Boy, what I go through here.
There is just a slight difference. Nothing major.
Yeah, nothing major, yeah. Well, I'm calling from the big metropolis of Neshkoro, Wisconsin, up here with my wife and my brother and my sister-in-law for the week. Well, just actually an overnight. I had to... We're at the cottage, but we have no reception there, so I had to go. So I am right now in the big metropolis of Neshkoro.
Okay, and I would imagine if anybody's walking by and they see you talking and laughing, they're going to wonder.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, what's this guy doing talking to himself in his truck? Yeah, but no way.
But that's okay. So anyway, we hear you. We know you're here.
Yep. But anyway... It's a little overcast up here. You would think that if already kind of the clouds are opening up down there, you would think usually the weather pattern come from the west going to the east, but I guess that's not the case today because it's still pretty cloudy. Oh, there is some blue. I see a little bit of blue.
See, there's hope, Larry. There's hope.
Yeah. So, today's topic, we're going to talk about health savings accounts.
You know, that's
maximizing your tax savings.
Yeah, those HSAs can be, in my opinion, we've talked a little bit about them in the past. They can really be somewhat daunting and complicated unless you understand them, and you do. How do they work? Explain exactly what it is.
Right. Well, first thing is, I know some of the listeners might, because we talked about this maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And, some people, the listeners, might think, well, hey, you're just repeating yourself, Larry. We do that for a reason, though, Jerry, is because when people are listening on the radio, you know, we get busy or they might not, you know, one Saturday they might not hear the show or they're busy doing things and they pick up little bits and pieces. So I'm a firm believer that repetition is good. So, you know, for those that know everything about an HSA, you're great. But we just did a meeting, actually Josh and I, with a large employer. And we're talking to the HR and the comptroller, and there was two or three things they did not know about HSAs. So it can be very complicated. But so what an HSA is a health savings account. Okay, you first have to be enrolled in an HSA qualified high deductible health plan. That's first thing. Now, just because you have a high deductible health plan does not mean it's an HSA qualified plan, Jerry.
Okay.
We had that happen. One of my clients, I said, what kind of plan do you have? And she talked to her employer, to the HR, and the HR, oh, you can qualify for an HSA. And I never assume anything, Gary. You've done some business with us. You know that. We're very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, get me your summary of benefits. And I looked at the summary of benefits, and actually the client did not qualify to put money in the HSA. And their HR person said, yeah, you can do that. So I emailed the HR person, and just because it's a high deductible plan, which they had, didn't mean it was HSA qualified. So if you do have a health plan that's high deductible, what you need to ask your employer, is it an HSA qualified? If it is, that allows people to put money into a health savings account, and the contributions are tax deductible. It's an above-the-line tax deduction, and it doesn't matter what income you have. You can be making 50 grand a year. You could be making 500 grand a year. If you're an executive, you can still qualify for an HSA. So that makes them, because for a lot of people that are higher income, they cannot qualify for HSAs or for like Roth IRAs or deductible IRAs. So this is a great way of getting a tax deduction.
Aha. That's important.
It's very important. It's the only above-the-line tax deduction that's for everybody. But you have to have that HSA qualified plan, number one. So now let's kind of talk, Jerry, about what are the three basic benefits of tax advantage investments, okay? Because then I think the listeners will truly understand why an HSA is so special. So all tax advantage investments vehicles, you have three benefits: tax deductibility, tax deferred accumulation, and tax free withdrawals. Okay? Mm-hmm. You with me?
With you so far.
Cool. All right. So an IRA, a 403B, which teachers have, 457, which the policemen have, and all of those are pre-tax, so you get the tax deducted, and everything's tax-deferred accumulation, okay? But when you take the money out, it's taxable, okay? Roth IRAs, you do not get the tax to deduct it, but everything grows tax deferred, and then when you take the money out, it's tax-free. So you either get the first two or you get the last two. You get two out of three, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember the Meatloaf song, two out of three ain't bad.
Well, yeah, that's typically a pretty good deal.
Right, two out of three. But the HSA, you get all three, Jerry. Three out of three.
Now that's much better, and it's actually quite amazing that something like that exists.
Exactly. But most people, we kind of take it for granted. So you get to tax deduct what you put in the HSA. The money all grows tax deferred, and then when you take it out for qualified medical expenses, it's tax-free. In other words, if you use the money in your HSA for qualified medical expenses, it's never, ever taxed. So if two out of three ain't bad, three out of three is...
mucho better, yeah.
You can't get any better than that.
No, that's a slam dunk. The question then would be, how do our listeners, or what do they need to do to start an HSA?
Well, number one is you have to have an HSA qualified plan, which you talked about before.
Okay. And again, so, like you said, even if you're asking your HR, maybe won't get the right answer. They need to talk to you.
It has to say HSA qualified.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the employer, they had a high deductible plan, so they said, hey, you can't payroll deduct your HSA, but you can do your own HSA outside of work. That's not true.
Uh-huh.
You still have to have that HSA qualified plan. So get the summary. If the listeners don't know if their plan is HSA qualified, you get a summary of benefits, you call us up, you get it to us, we can let you know.
There you go.
Now, so you first have to have that plan, then the second thing is then you can contribute to that HSA. Now, if you have the HSA qualified plan through your employer, you can do it through payroll deduction.
So you never see it, so you don't miss it.
Correct. But there's another huge advantage of doing it through payroll deduction, and that is you get an extra almost 8% of tax savings.
Ooh.
Because how HSAs work is you get a federal tax deduction, which most people are in a 12% federal tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Get a state tax deduction, which most people are in a 5%. So that's 17%. But if you do it through payroll deduction, you you get another 8% because what you do is you save your FICA taxes.
Yeah.
You save your Social Security, your Medicare tax. So that adds another 8%, so you're talking saving 25%. So if you put in $1,000 into an HSA through payroll deduction, you save $250 right off the top.
Nice.
So we get a lot of people that have the ability to do it through payroll deduction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't max it out, or they do a little bit through payroll and they go, oh, we'll just write a check at the end of the year for a couple thousand to get some more tax deduction. Except they're missing out so on that extra 8%. So let's say you could put in $8,000. You only put in $2,000 through payroll. That gives you another $6,000. So they write a check for $6,000 at the end of the year. Well, guess what? They just missed out on 8% additional tax savings, and 8% on $6,000 is almost $500.
Hmm.
So we're talking some big savings. So
kidding. And based on your example here, it sounds like there might be some contribution limitations. You can't just say, oh, look at all the money I can save. Here's $50,000. If they could afford it.
Right. So what there are, there's contribution limits. For 2021, if you're single, it's $3,600. If you have a family, so you could be husband and wife or a single mother and a child, then you can put in $7,200. It's double. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If one of the enrolled is over 55, then they can add an extra $1,000. So then you can put in $8,200. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's another little thing that most people don't know. It's called a spousal HSA. So let's say if both of the husband and wife are both over 55, they can put $8,200 into the HSA, but then for the spouse that is over 55, they can open up a separate spousal HSA of another $1,000, but that has to be in their name and their name only. Now, that might not sound like a big deal, but just the other day, one of my clients, she was very knowledgeable, and we're talking about HSAs. Oh, yeah, I'm maxing out. And I said, well, are you doing a spousal? She said, what do you mean doing a spousal? Yeah, I'm doing a $1,000 catch-up. Yeah, I'm doing $8,200. Okay. No, are you doing an extra $1,000 for your wife? He says, what do you mean? He says, well, you can do, because your wife is over 55, you can open up another $1,000. He did not know that. Guess what? In his tax bracket, it saved him $400. He put in $1,000. Uncle Sam sent him back $400.
Nice.
And he was like, wow. And that's when I said, you know, and he was very knowledgeable, but, you know, I've said this before. And I said, Pat, you only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know.
And there is power in knowledge.
And then I said, if you don't know that, what else don't you know?
Gotcha.
And it was kind of funny because we were talking about some things and there were some services we offered. And he said, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm good with that. I'm good with that, you know. And after he found out that he did not know this, it was like a light bulb switch. And he was like, you know what? Maybe we should look at some other things too. So I think it's really important. Now, so 2021, its single limit is $3,600. Family limit is $7,200. If you're over 55, it's $8,200. If one of them is over 55. They already announced for 2022. So they went up $50. So for 2022, it's $3,650 for a single and $7,300 for family. And then again, another $1,000 if you're over 55, so it could be $8,300. Now, you have actually, Gary, people have, for 2021, you have until April 15th of the following year, your tax deadline, to actually contribute for 2021. So, if somebody, let's say they go through the year and they only put in $3,000 and they decided they wanted and they qualify to put in the full $8,200, they could write another check for $5,200 before April 15th of the following year and get a full tax deduction on their 2021 tax return.
Wow.
So we've had that with a lot of people is when we counsel with them. Now, the other thing is, you know, if people have it through the through work, they should really payroll deduct. You get that extra 8% tax savings. The other thing is, let's say you have your own individual health plan. Like when we're helping people get retire and go on a health insurance plan, we do a lot of HSA plans. Then you can just write a check out because you can't payroll deduct it, obviously, because mm-hmm. you're individual plan. And then you just write a check out for what you need to do. But the other thing is a lot of people just aren't utilizing their HSA. They're not matching out. And it depends upon, you know, obviously their income, where they're at. But what we find is a lot of the people that we deal with are in their, you know, over 55. They have some discretionary income. Why wouldn't you want to put the money in an HSA? We just, now this is what we did with a client yesterday. He just retired, went on the HSA plan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he understands he should put the $8,200 because he's over 55. I said, do you have $8,200? He says, I actually don't. I said, well, what I would suggest then is take $8,200 out of your IRA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which when you do that, it increases your income because if you take it out of a taxable IRA, it increases your income. But then I said, then put that money into the HSA, which then you get a tax write-off. And what you've done is you created a zero taxable event. Does that make sense, Gary?
Yep, so far.
So what he's done is by taking money out of the IRA and then putting it right into the HSA, he's gotten money out of his IRA tax-free. Why is that important? Because let's say he had $1,000. Let's say he had to pay a crown for $1,000. If he didn't do this, to pay a bill of $1,000, you have to take out maybe $1,200 out of an IRA, pay the taxes, and then you're left with $1,000. By doing this, he just got money out tax free, and Uncle Sam's sitting on the corner crying.
Wow.
You know what we ask our clients all the time, we say, so, and I'll ask you this, Gary, I know I've asked it before. So do you think Uncle Sam is your uncle?
Definitely no theory of relativity there.
No. That's what HSAs are, is, you know, we talk about, you know, like when we talk with Josh and we talk about all these, you know, about investing and, you know, all these things, and I get a lot of people that say, I don't understand that. You know, I'm not a very, you know, I'm not really a learned and knowledgeable person when it comes to investments or all these tax ideas and all that. But I'll tell you one thing, the listeners do know, and they know what taxes are, and they also want to avoid taxes. And this is a way of avoiding taxes legally and doing it very, you know, and maximizing that. So,
you know, and once again, as we talk just about every week here, no matter whether it's you or one of the gals, if you have any questions or if you're not sure about qualifications or facts, get a hold of your firm and ask, because everybody's situation is different.
Everybody's situation is different. And that's the other thing is HSAs are the most underutilized tax advantage investment vehicles there is. And the reason is I kind of view HSAs kind of like a perfectly laid bunt, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw it coming, right? You got the pitcher, you got the third baseman, you got the shortstop, and you got the catcher, and the guy gets up there and he puts a bunt right between all four of them, and the guy gets a base hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
HSAs are like that bunt because the pitcher is like the accountant. The shortstop is like the HR. The third baseman is like the insurance advisor. The catcher is like the the consumer. And basically, it's HSAs do not fall under anybody's particular expertise. Nobody is really talking about them the way they should. And that's why we've seen this. We've done a lot of research on how to help people with the HSAs and everything else. Now, the other thing is, I don't know if the listeners had caught us last week, but with Josh Mersberger, we do a lot of investment HSAs. That's the other thing. There's a lot of people put their money in just a regular savings account, their HSA. You can actually invest that money. You can put it in a long-term growth mutual fund. You can let that money grow. And that's a great idea, a great plan that people should do. Is rather than just sitting it in the bank earning very little interest, is invest it. Have that money grow for you. Put it in a long-term growth mutual fund, and then you know people can call us. If people are payroll deducting, okay, and it has to, usually what happens with payroll deduction HSAs is the employer will set up an HSA at a local bank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can always take money out of that HSA. You keep contributing through payroll deduction because you're going to get that extra 8% tax write-off. But you can, let's say you've got $10,000 in there. You can say, hey, I'm going to take half of it and I'm going to invest it. I'm going to earn more than just 0.05%. And you can do that. And that's how we can help people too. The other thing is we've developed a new HSA strategy that can help people save anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000 in taxes. The gentleman yesterday, he took out $8,200 out of his IRA for this year. He's going to put in the HSA. He's 62. His wife is 60. We're projecting that our HSA strategy is going to save him about $75,000 in taxes.
Wow.
So he will fall over that. So if people do have an HSA, highly recommend you give us a call so we can kind of go over what the different strategies are that we have. We can look at doing an investment HSA and make it grow faster and grow, you know, you might as well take advantage of the tax codes.
Yeah. Hey, we got about less than a minute. You got some webinars coming up?
Yes, we do. On June 15th, it's always the third Tuesday of every month. 3:30 and 6 p.m. And if people have questions on HSAs, they want to learn more, or maybe they have one and don't know how it all works, or maybe they want to learn more about an investment HSA, learn more about our investment strategy, our HSA strategy, just give us a call. Our number is 921-7526. We're doing appointments by in-office appointments. We're doing telephone appointments. We're doing Zoom appointments. So whatever the client, whatever the listener feels more secure in, you know, we will, you know, we'll set up an appointment however they want.
All righty.
But 921-7526, or you can go to our website to register for our webinars at GableINS.com. That's GableINS.com.
All righty. Thanks, Larry.
And by the way, yep, we're off next week for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to be every second and fourth Saturday in the summer.
KFIZ Fond du Lac.
Mediation in the Middle East. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As a convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid heads to Gaza, Egyptian mediators are working to shore up the ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians.
A ceasefire that went into effect is still holding. In southern Israel, life is getting back to normal. This after 11 straight days of fighting between Hamas and the Israeli military. For now, the rocket fire and airstrikes have both stopped. Though with 80,000 Palestinians internally displaced, international organizations in Gaza plan